Well, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you be in the world. This is Ralph Corbett Woodrow II coming to you live out of Alaska. And we're going to cover several things. But I'm going to cover this Black Lives Matter. This really pisses me off, pardon my French. It's total lies. I'm going to play a clip from Candace Owens first. She's a black gal, smart, really quick. And then we're going to play Tucker Carlson behind that. Let's go ahead with clip 241 on Black Lives Matter.
Life together after, you know, being released in 2014 following that incident. He was just getting his life together and moved and was going to start afresh. I'd like to believe all of those things. And there's a gap, and he never got in trouble for 5 years until this incident when the police were called on him again. But you are defying common sense to believe that this person suddenly became an exemplary character but happened to be high on fentanyl and methamphetamine and trying to use a bill. A fake bill to purchase something. And so in my opinion, George Floyd was a criminal. He was a criminal. And just because he was a criminal doesn't mean he deserved to die at the knee of a police officer. But it does mean that I am not going to play a part of the broken black culture that always wants to martyr criminals, who wants to pretend they were these upstanding human beings that just wanted to help society, that just wanted to reach out and uplift society. And he has a rap sheet that is long, that is dangerous. He was an example of a violent criminal his entire life. Okay, up until the very last moment. Now, again, I want to be clear. This is not a defense for Derek Chauvin. No one that I have spoken to, no one in the news is defending Derek Chauvin. He is getting what he has coming to him. Okay, great. But why are we pretending that this criminal should be upheld as a citizen, as a martyr in Black America? A martyr for a fake narrative, by the way. Police brutality, racially motivated police brutality is a myth. Okay, so let's get into that. Not only are we using this death, right, and allowing it to cause these riots and protests, pretending this was some upstanding citizen in the black community who was tackled down and killed for no reason, right? Not only are we allowing it to inspire riots in which black people are dying, in which actual upstanding black citizens are dying. Case in point, I'm sure you guys have all now seen David, the sheriff that just was shot and killed because he was trying to protect a pawn shop. Please look him up if you haven't seen it. I'm blanking on his last name. His first name is David, who was shot and killed for trying to protect a pawn shop from looters. An upstanding citizen, an actual head of a police. He was the head of a police his entire life, 77 years old, did everything right. Right. So we now have to kill upstanding black citizens because a non-upstanding black citizen, a career black criminal, died. Now, did he deserve to die in that manner? No. I can't say it enough. No, he didn't deserve to die in that manner. But I will be damned if the rest of us upstanding black citizens have to suffer because of this incident that rarely ever happens in America. So here are some numbers for you people that are still believing that police brutality is a real, racially motivated police brutality is a real thing. First and foremost, okay, you have a 25% higher chance as a violent white criminal of dying at the hands of a police officer than you do as a black criminal. Last year, a total of 9 unarmed black men were killed by police officers, and 19 white men were killed by police officers. For those of you that aren't good at mathematics, right, you might be thinking, oh, but Candace, white people represent 60% of the population and black people represent just 13% of the population. It doesn't matter what percentage of the population you represent. It matters what percentage of the violent criminal community you represent. And unfortunately, black community commits a disproportionate amount of crimes compared to the white community. Let me tell you, 6% of the population, right, black men, 6% of the population account for 44% of all murders in this country, according to 2018 statistics. That is what you call a gap. And yet white people who represent 60% of the population, we represent 13, black men are 6%, only represent 50% of all the murders, right? That makes no sense. That makes no sense. A 6-point variation in a community where we are extreme minorities. We commit 50% of all violent offenses, evenly split, and we're only 13% of the population, okay? So we have a lot more encounters with police officers. And don't say the police officers are coming around because we're black. I'm talking about violent criminals. I'm talking about murder, 44% of murders, okay? You want to talk about real statistics? The police officers have way more to be fearful of in the black community than the other way around, okay? We commit, on average, a police officer is 18 and a half times more likely to be killed by a black person than the other way around, okay? So this entire narrative is complete smoke and mirrors. It's all made up. It's just election fodder. It's white versus black because it's an election year, not because black Americans are suffering at the hands of police officers more than white Americans. Do some police officers do the wrong thing? Yes. I don't think there's anybody in the world who has not encountered a police officer and thought this person is an absolute jerk who is power tripping, whether you are black or white. We know they exist. And we know they're always going to exist, by the way, because they're human beings. And sometimes human beings suck. In fact, if you want to attack a community for accidental slayings or brutality, did you know that doctors accidentally kill 250,000 people every year because of mistakes? Did you know that there's been doctors that have been arrested for being serial killers that just were killing people because they wanted to? Do we protest and boycott doctors? Do we assume all doctors are horrible human beings because some doctors are? Or do we realize that society is not perfectible? People suck in every profession. It is no excuse to paint society with a broad brush. It is certainly no excuse to accept a Democrat narrative, okay, that black people are being disproportionately hunted down by police officers because of the color of their skin. You want to know the best way to avoid not being brutalized by a police officer is to limit the amount of encounters you need to have with them, especially when it comes to violent crimes. Okay? I am not going to stand for this continual bottom feeding narrative of us martyring people that have had 5, 6, 7 stints in prison and then pretending they were upstanding heroes to our community. It's bullshit. It's bullshit. Excuse my language. It's absolute bullshit. And I'm tired of it. I'm tired of having to play pretend. I'm tired of sitting here and being called a coon or an Uncle Tom because I won't play this bottom feeding game with you. If you want to hang up posters of criminals on your wall and talk about them as your martyrs, do it. Do it.
Okay. Well, guys, let's play Tucker Carlson now. Listen again.
And then we're going to have a... Our leaders are kneeling before the mob. The atavistic ritual of self-abasement, of defeat. Suddenly, many are performing this ritual, including police around the country. The mob wants victory, but more than that, it wants the total humiliation of its enemies.
I work for Black Lives Matter. I'm sorry that I scared you.
Okay.
But... since I work for that company, my CEO has told me to come out today and to bring you on your knees because you have white privilege. So if they see that a white person is getting on their knees, that shows solidarity for the situation. The situation. And could you just please apologize for your white privilege?
What's happening to this country? Why are Americans surrendering to violent mobs? Well, because they've been told they have to. Everything we're now watching, the looting, the arson, the killing, has a purpose. The purpose, we're told again and again, is to end racist police violence against African Americans. We are told that that is the single greatest scourge in this country. In America, Joe Biden told us recently, quote, just the color of your skin puts your life at risk. Senator Cory Booker of New Jersey strongly agreed with that, quote, we have so many people in our country, Booker said yesterday, African-American men, mostly unarmed, being murdered by police officers and no way of holding them accountable. In the words of Ben Crump, who's the lawyer representing George Floyd's family in Minneapolis, what we are witnessing here in America is, quote, genocide. Genocide. If you believed we were seeing genocide, then you might understand the riots now in progress. There's nothing worse than genocide. But is it happening? Is any of this true? We should find out. Facts matter. What exactly are the numbers? Since 2015, the Washington Post has maintained a comprehensive database of fatal police shootings in this country. Last year, the Post logged a total of 1,004 killings. Of the 802 shootings in which the race of the police officer and the suspect was noted, 371 of those killed were white, 236 were black. The vast majority of those killed were not, in fact, unarmed. the vast majority were armed, and African-American suspects were significantly more likely to have a deadly weapon than white suspects. Yet more white suspects were killed. Overall, there were a total of precisely 10 cases in the United States last year, according to the Washington Post, in which unarmed African-Americans were fatally shot by the police. There were 9 men and 1 woman. In 5 deaths, an officer was attacked just before the shooting occurred. That is not disputed. 1 allegedly was an accident. That leaves a total of 4 deaths during a pursuit or in a standoff. So out of 4, in 2 of those cases, in fully half, the officer was criminally charged. Is it possible that more of these officers should have been charged? Of course it's possible. Justice is not always served, that's for sure. But either way, this is a very small number in a country of 325 million people. This is not genocide. It's not even close to genocide. It is laughable to suggest it is. In fact, the number of police killings is dropping. In 2015, during Barack Obama's presidency, 38 unarmed black Americans and 32 whites were slain by police. Overall totals have fallen since then, and they have fallen far more dramatically for African-American men. Last year was the safest year for unarmed suspects since the Washington Post began tracking police shootings. It was the safest year for both white and black suspects. At the same time, this country remains a dangerous place for police officers. 48 of them were murdered in 2019, according to FBI data. That's more than the number of unarmed suspects killed of all races. One final number for you, because it matters. In 2018, 7,407 African Americans were murdered in the United States. If 2019 continues on a similar trajectory, and we hope it doesn't, but if it does, that would mean that for every unarmed African American shot to death in the United States by police, more than 700 were murdered by someone else, usually by someone they know. Again, those are the facts. They are not in dispute. Are African Americans being hunted, as Joy Reid recklessly claimed on MSNBC recently? Or is something else happening? Is our nation being ripped apart by a total and complete lie, a provable lie, a lie used by cynical media manipulators and unscrupulous politicians who understand that racial strife, race hatred, is their path to power, even if it destroys the country?
Then Tucker brought on Heather McDonald, the author of The War on Cops. She confirmed the numbers he just recited.
Are the numbers that we just read correct? And what do you make of them, if so?
Absolutely, they're correct, Tucker. This is a narrative that is both false and dangerous. Who's going to be hurt? The thousands of law-abiding residents of inner-city neighborhoods who beg for more police protection. People like a cancer amputee in the Mount Hope section of the Bronx who told me, "Please, Jesus, send more police, because the only time she feels safe to go into her building lobby is when the cops are there, because it's otherwise colonized by trespassing youth, selling drugs, and smoking weed." There was an elderly lady in the 41st precinct of the South Bronx who stood up in the middle of a community meeting and said, "How lovely when we see the police. They are my friends." These are the voices that the media deliberately silences because they completely undermine their phony narrative about systemic police racism and white supremacy in this country. Here's another interesting fact. A police officer is 18 and a half times more likely to be murdered by a black male than an unarmed black male is to be murdered by a cop.
We need to de-escalate the rhetoric here, because this is actually threatening the country. We're teetering at this point.
Well, there you go. Last year, 9 men, 1 woman, unarmed, and 19, that's the blacks, 19 white. Are we crazy? Does anybody bother to check any facts? Black Lives Matter. It's a crock. It's a lie. It's dividing our country. That's what the Democrats, that's what these anarchists, the Antifa and the Black Lives Matter, and now I was listening to Black Panthers is getting involved in this stuff. Again, we had the underground idiots that old Obama helped What is wrong with people? And they want to unfund the police? Are you crazy? Look at New York. My God, look at what happened when the cops were told to stand down and just let them get their anger out. Now, let's see. We arrest Jews for going to a funeral because there's more than 10 of them. We can't let the business open because somebody might get COVID-19, but yet we'll stand by and let people with no social distancing go in thousands in New York, and they can come into the store and they can loot it. But we don't care about that. Did you hear anybody calling about social distancing on all of this Black Lives Matter? All these people showing up in Washington, D.C.? I didn't. It's a lie. Wake up, people. The cops are not out trying to kill just black people. I'm against Democrats. You darn right I am, because they're crazy. They're anarchists, socialists, Marxists, communists. They are. And they're Satanists. They want to kill babies up to the time they're born, and they all get to the lockstep, but we even allow them to get born and let them die on the dang table? And you want to be a Democrat? The worst Republican is better than the best Democrat. There are no good Democrats, because they always vote lockstep. Republicans don't. Do we have a bunch of Republicans that are bad? Oh, my goodness, do we. Murkowski. I don't know if I could support Trump. I think I might vote for Sleepy Joe. Really? Romney out of Utah. He's not going to vote for Trump, except Trump helped get him elected.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
Well, we're back here, and can you make this stuff up? What is wrong with people? This is Fox. I'm reading Denise DeSoso's book, Socialism in the United States, or United States Socialism Country, or something like that. I forget what the exact name of it is. Just out. He said, you can't stop these people with Fox. He has another way of doing it. I haven't got to that part yet. This is a fact. Al Sharpton gets up there, and these people show up. This Floyd, he was turning his life around. He was only on fentanyl and methamphetamines and trying to pass a phony $20 bill or something. And he's trying to turn his life around. Oh, and by the way, he shows up with a bunch of people and he holds a gun to a pregnant black woman's belly. About 5 years or so earlier, or earlier back in his history. Oh, that sounds like a good guy. I mean, you just shoot to kill a woman, the black woman and her baby for drugs and money? Why are we so... I tell you, we had in Palmer a Black Lives, which is about 40 miles from me. And I was going to go. The problem that I ran into is I had my white van was down, getting lined up to get a power steering unit in it. It's busy. I can't get it until the 24th, but I didn't have it. And I was driving a blue 1994 Chevrolet that's got 500,000, and the hydraulic clutch thing went out, so I had to trade him, and I couldn't drive over there because I was going to go over with a Trump hat with a sign and get in the middle of these suckers. Tell with them. But I couldn't. I didn't want to risk because I bought this power steering, or my power steering unit thing is growling really bad, so hopefully it'll make it till I can get it fixed. Or I'd have went. I've had enough of this stuff. These are lies. They're tearing our country apart. Cops are not all out to make black people die. It's a lie. That guy that got Floyd down, of course, there's bad people everywhere. There's more crooks in Congress than there are bad cops. Every Democrat in Congress is a crook, and a whole ton of rhinos are crooks. Pelosi, Schumer, Mad Maxine. God, that woman's off the rocker. Can't make this stuff up, the crazy things they come up with. What's Black Lives? If you want to support Black Lives Matter, you want to get rid of all the cops? Did you not see what happened in New York City when the cops stood there and watched the city burn and the looting that went on and all of these people that are business owners? Many of them will never be back. They run their lives. Have you not seen the Purge movies? I have. I enjoy watching them. I watch the movies, see what the hell goes on. Oh, let's all stand down. No law. Just go out and shoot and kill any, do anything you want. That's how it's coming to. It's crazy. It's insanity. It's anarchy. You can't. We have to have police. 13,000 police in New York. You know, the mayor, ex-mayor. He said, they're more incompetent. They can handle all this stuff. They've been trained to do it. That stupid mayor they got now, de Blasio, oh, let's all stand down, I'm angry. Oh, we got that. It's just, what a... And then they get around, and they, oh, we're going to start arresting them. And then the governor, Cuomo, he signed a no bail, so they arrest them. They go in, one door, and walk back out. Show up the next night. That works out really well. No bail. You can't make this stuff up, literally. I just can't believe. And people all over the world, in London and in France, are supporting this Black Lives Matter. Don't they look and see what it says on their webpage? First thing is defund police departments. No law. No law. They want race-based reparations. What the heck? Really? I had a whole ton of relations back in Pennsylvania and stuff during the Civil War. So do I get money, too, for them to free the blacks? You got to be crazy. They want voting rights for illegals. They want no borders. They want a universal income, whether you work or not. And it's all about black power, because we have just been pounding on all the blacks. They are so disadvantaged. Trump has given them. The Democrats keep promising them all this nonsense, and they keep voting for them because they keep them down and poor, uneducated. Trump is helping the blacks, giving them all a chance, everybody a chance. Go to work, get an education. Majority of America is not racist. Back to you.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extend your life with Extendovite. Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispicos, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
And I'm going to expose some other things. Believe it or not, this hour next. Facts. Provable facts. Elijah Cummings out of Baltimore. Black guy. Terrible racist. I don't remember the guy that got killed up there. Black mayor. Black police chief. Black cops. Black prosecutor that took these black cops that prosecuted them, and they did a bench trial. And they got off. I think all of them, maybe one, but most of them got off. Now, you know what's going to happen? You watch. You just watch. This Attorney General of Minnesota, he's a Muslim. Allah Akbar. Allah Akbar. Yeah, he loves Allah. This guy had on a government homepage against Trump when it was the AG. I don't know if it's still there or not. This guy is a piece of garbage. Muslims, Islam, this is a fact, can't be in our country because the majority of them are not. They can't change their culture. They can't. Not if you're a Muslim. Because everything is under Sharia law. That sits above the Constitution and everything with those people. They can't even take an oath of office and be a Muslim, a real Muslim. They can't. And watch how they line up with each other and protect each other. I tell you, you just can't make this stuff up. Look at all of the violence around the world and what culture, quote, religion, it's not a religion, it's a theocracy. It's Muslims doing their Ramadan baloney. They're just killing people left and right all over the country, the world, blowing each other up. Between the Sunnis and I can't think of their name right now. You can't make this stuff up. I don't care if they kill each other. Why would I care? They're pagans. Richard in New Hampshire, question or comment?
Hi, Ralph. How you doing?
Out of jail upright, well, and I'm still giving them hell.
Okay, that's very good. Yeah, a couple of things there about Black Lives Matter. If Black Lives Mattered, I mean, why are they not in Baltimore, you know, rioting over there? Why are they not in Detroit? Why are they not in Chicago? Why are they not in Los Angeles, where black on black, I mean, they're killing each other left and right? I mean, does it make the news media? No, why? Because it doesn't fit their narrative.
No, I mean, it's only... Thank you, Memorial Weekend. 40 of them were killed. 40! Well, we don't hear about those. I think probably out of those 40, there might be at least one of them that didn't want to die, you think?
But, you know, the thing is, too, I mean, I don't know if you're aware of this, but Berkshire Hathaway, did you hear that one? They're the ones that were supplying 10 pallets of bricks. They went to different cities around the country, and along with that, they had 10 pallets of rocks. And I'm just saying to myself, you know, somebody's got to start paying for this, right? We know who's behind it. We know who supplied the bricks. We know who supplied the rocks. There's got to be lawsuits. I mean, I'm talking billions. I mean, I'm talking maybe $50 billion, $100 billion worth of these lawsuits. There's got to be some attorneys out there Ralph, that are going to go after these clowns. Something's got to be
sure
done.
Think
we
so.
got to stop it.
Well, I hope Barr goes after Antifa. Did Bush, did he actually declare Antifa a terrorist organization?
Yeah, well, Antifa, yeah, he declared that along with Trump. Trump declared him a terrorist organization. But the thing is, like over here in New Hampshire, right, we had those clowns here, right? And they were over on Willow Street. But what happened is, over here, we don't need a concealed carry permit here in New Hampshire. Most people aren't aware of that. So when they came over here to, you know, do their funny stuff, there was 200 armed citizens behind the police backing them up. So in other words, if they'd have started throwing bricks and different things like that, I think they would have been held to pay for Antifa. Well, what I'm saying, like say in New Hampshire, we have 10 sheriffs here in New Hampshire because we have 10 counties. And basically they have no balls, right? They do the only time we hear about the sheriffs here, Ralph, is when they're in trouble for doing something wrong. Either, you know, taking money or doing odd things and stuff like that. That's the only time we ever hear about the sheriffs. We don't even know who the hell they are. But, right. You know, the thing is, I mean, the sheriff of all these counties, what they could do, basically, is if a mayor is not doing their job, the sheriff can go in there and relieve the mayor. He can take over.
The sheriff is the highest form of law in our country. He can tell the IRS, federal folks, get out of my country, out of my county. He did that in Wyoming. They can do it. They have the power.
Of course they do. But, you know, like, say, I'm saying, like, Antifa, right, when they're coming along, they have these masks on, right? And I'm saying to myself, why the hell isn't the mayor or, you know, either the sheriffs, I would say, okay, look, you want to protest? Fine. You have a mask. We're going to arrest you. We're going to fingerprint you. And we're going to run you through the database. And if you're protesting Boston, you know, like, say, today, and a month from now you're protesting over in Oregon or something like that, what are they going to do? They should put them in prison. Because they're professional. They're professionals. That's all they are.
Yeah,
they get paid.
These people are being, Veritas has been in there. They're being professionally taught how to wage war and how to overthrow governments. They're being taught death, how to grab people judo type stuff. How to put people to sleep by grabbing behind with the neck. All sorts of how to chop. I do a kidney chop stuff. Really? These people are our enemies.
Yeah. And they're being paid. They're being paid to do this. You know, you think these guys just spontaneously say, hey, look, hey, Joe, hey, Frank, let's get in the bus here. Let's go riot. No. This is all planned. It's all pre-planned. You know, and they're all supported. As a matter of fact, when they go to jail, I mean, they have people that, you know, set up bail for them. I'll tell you what, I mean, if the sheriffs were smart, okay, when they get arrested and the mayor says, no, we'll release you, the sheriff says, no, over my dead body. No, you're not releasing anybody. They're going to jail, period. The sheriff's got that kind of power. I hope there's some sheriffs out there that are listening. You know, you guys got to get out of your lace panties and you got to get a set of nuts, man.
Right. Well, Laura Logan, she's a heck of a journalist. She says you can spot them. They got the fanciest gas mask. They usually have a backpack. They're dressed in black. They got ear communications. They're listening in on the cops, coordinating it. They have things to break into these stores. And then they stand back and wave the looters. They just go watch. It's all organized.
Of course it is. And what they do is they'll organize a protest. They'll start at one end of the town or the city. And all the cops are there, and what they do is they go and they rob everything at the other end because they know there's no police there.
Right.
It's so well organized, Ralph. It's unbelievable. And I believe, you know, that right now, as far as I'm concerned, I said a lot of the Democrats are behind us because they want to get rid of the police. They want to get rid of all the authority. They want to bring in socialism / communism here in this country.
Absolutely.
That's what they want.
You know what treason is? Waging war on the laws of the United States, and as soon as one person gets hurt, that's called treason. That's the Supreme Court's decision. Happened way back in the early 1800s, and that's what's really going on. We got treason right in front of us.
Oh, of course it is. Yeah, the other thing, too, you know, is that we have the right to protest. Okay, all right, it says that you have the right to assembly in the Constitution. But what is the Constitution? It says you have the right to throw bricks and rocks and Molotov cocktails. What does it say that in the Constitution?
Well, the part that puzzles me is they have this Black Lives Matter, and it's based on a false premise, a false foundation, that somehow all of us are racist and all the cops are racist and we're out to kill the blacks and put them down. That's not so. The facts don't back it up.
Yeah, I get news from Ralph. I wasn't around in the early 1700s and 1800s. I wasn't around then. Anyways, I'll let you go. I think there's somebody else has been trying to call you there. I can hear some beeping. Anyways, okay. You have a great rest of the night, Ralph. You hang in there, buddy.
Oh, I will. Right, I wish I hadn't had a vehicle issues because I'd have went over to Palmer here. I'm not going to stand by and let these criminals run around up here with no objection. You didn't see Trump hats and them things, did you?
Yeah, you can come to New Hampshire. You don't need a concealed permit here, Ralph.
We don't need them in Alaska either, and I got one. I have a 9mm, and I have 33 rounds total.
All right, Ralph. You take care, okay? All right, talk to you later.
You just can't make this up. The lies that go on in this country. One lie after another. All of these people, and they don't even know what Black Lives Matter. You can go on their web page. The first thing that they got on their web page, we want to unfund the cops. Have you ever heard of a country not having law and order? You can't make this up. What is wrong with these people? Didn't they watch the Purge movies? Didn't they watch the looting in New York when there was no law there? Or these other cities? And then we got the mayor of L.A., he kneels with the Black Lives Matter. I'm so sorry. I think it was out in Massachusetts, so I don't know, the mayor or some idiot up there, a cop. He gets down and on the ground. Oh, I got to bow down. Tucker Carlson, listening in that thing, they went up to a white gal. She got down on her knees and apologized for white privilege. The hell with you. I'm glad I'm white. You ought to be glad you're black. You're not my problem. I ought to be glad. We are so blessed to have somebody like Trump in this country. And if we don't win in November is the most important election our country will ever see. Because if the Democrats get in, our republic is gone. It's totally gone. And somebody like Biden, he can't even get two sentences to put together. He don't even know what he's running for or where he's at. This guy's going to run. He'll be gone in a heartbeat. And whoever is the vice president, we'll get Stacey Adams or whatever her name is. Ran for governor of Georgia, some twit like that. Oh, my God, hang on. Everything is racist. All about racist. They've been pouring money. Like this Eli Cummings poured billions into Baltimore and accomplished nothing. What Trump's do? Trying to reform, did a criminal reform. Trying to put money in to give people jobs. The pride of having a job so they can buy a house and stuff, regardless of color. Just, I don't know, man. It's just one lie after another. And then we have a media that people think they're on our media. They're not media. They're propagandists. They're part of the problem. Just like in Russia back, I used to listen on shortwave radio. They lie. They're in bed. They want to overthrow our republic. They're not media. They're propagandists. Provocateurs, agents provocateurs. That's a fact. I don't even have a TV. I sure the heck wouldn't watch CNN or NBC or MSNBC or whatever it's called or all these other. That's crazy. I'm going to get into some other stuff that's shocking. But let's go on to just a couple of other things that's going on. 911. Most people think two airplanes brought those twin towers down. Those towers are made to be hit by airplanes. They did not come down by two airplanes. I'll bet you most people don't even know there were seven buildings, not two. How did those other five buildings go away? Duh. 800,000 tons of material turned to dust in 10 seconds. There's videos of steel falling through the air, turning to dust. Steel does not turn to dust. It was Tesla's technology. It wasn't thermite. Was it nuclear? And it sure the heck wasn't two airplanes. Do you know how many forensic investigations were actually done based on facts? Based on facts. One, Dr. Judy Wood. She's got a book out. Where did the towers go? Heck of a webpage. Where did the towers go? A brilliant person in physics out of Clemson, North Carolina. She lost her job. Can't be doing this kind of stuff. The government's investigation was a computer model. But people check this stuff out. Dr. Judy Wood took them to court. She based on facts. She didn't. She got the two companies that knew who had Tesla's technology. And when they got to the Second Circuit, they said, we're not going on appeal. We're not going there. We can't answer the question. Not going to answer. They come right out and said it. Too hot to handle. I read the brief. Nobody checks stuff out. Cars, 1,200 feet away or whatever. They were toasted. All kinds of things happening. Levitation. Reggie in Alaska, question or comment?
I always wanted to agree with you on the lies, the foundation of lies in this country, or in our society, actually, the whole society. I mean, the very first one that they indoctrinate all children in is this whole Santa Claus lie, right? We all know that one, and we all know it's a lie. And so it's immediately, I remember when I found out it was a lie, and it was kind of crushed in the whole thing. And then you just kind of accept that lies are part of the society, and I think that's how they've gotten to this point.
Well, it is because they don't look at the foundation, which I'm going to blow a couple of things out that's going to be, most people will say, I'm going to say right now, our republic's been overthrown. I'm going to cover that in the next, between here
and there. I agree 100%.
I can prove it.
It has been. I think it goes back as far as 1913.
And I feel like John the Baptist. I'm crying in the wilderness, and I'm no John the Baptist. I'm not saying that. But people don't want to hear the truth. They don't.
No, pass it in the face.
They want to believe the lie. 100%.
Oh, absolutely. They will fight to stay in the sleeping coma, is what I found out. And so it's hard to even interact with these people with dummy cracks.
Hold on a minute. We've got to go to break here. So hold on. You've got to have to hold over. She's got a question.
Okay.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new Ease-Off Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The Ease-Off lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the Ease-Off? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com, EAZEOFF.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. Ease-Off.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. Ease-Off LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With patriotinternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, patriotinternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from patriotinternet.com. Visit patriotinternet.com today.
Okay, we're back here. Are you still there, Reggie?
I am. Okay, yeah, I do have a question.
If you got any question or comment before we can move on.
Yeah, I do have a question for you. It's kind of a two-part, but have you ever heard of the cycle of war?
Not the cycle of war. I don't know what that is. Go ahead. I don't know.
Cycle of war. It's a predictable cycle that they've seen that mankind goes through our whole history and it's about every 20 years or so, and it's supposedly back here in 2020, and we're seeing that. And so I know you live here in Alaska. Do you think there's going to be another rush here when the war does go off, they'll have to get the rare earth elements here, and do you think there's going to be a rush for people coming here to exploit Alaska?
Well, I don't know about that, but I tell you what, we're so blessed because they're getting some of these things are available. These rare elements and stuff like that are available only in certain parts, and Trump's working on that. Our government's working on it, so that's all I can tell you.
I'm afraid that if they come up here to mine everything, that they're going to like push Pebble Mine through and all that stuff too, because I see that they're enacting war powers now. And so anyway, that was my question, and I like your show. Thanks for putting it out there.
Okay, great. Thanks for listening. Okay, spread the word. Get on my list. I have an IRS list. 250 postal money order, or email me, preferably Walmart. Or if you can't afford it, you'll still get on there. I'm in the battle. I'm writing legal briefs for people to prove.
Okay,
I'm not an attorney, not a counselor at law. And we have a case right now, the Mooney's case, is in the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals. It's the only court I'd never been in. And it's a 14,000 appellate brief and 998 pages of appendixes. Pages. Amazing. Definitely worth, if you really want to see the government stuff, admitting that we don't have a republic. It's in there. Not everything, but most of it's in there. Do we have a republic? No, it's been overthrown. It all gets back to Esau, the Bible. He gave up his birthright, and people in our country keep signing it away. Esau gave it away, lost our property rights and his lineage. We keep thinking we're a citizen of the United States, and this happened back in the Civil War, 14 Stat 27, 1866, to have the same rights as white citizens. It was for the Negroes. Civil rights, no political rights. And they put it in the 14th Amendment. They flipped everything.
But you have to sign up for it. You have to volunteer for it. The Ways and Means Committee of Representatives, House of Representatives, sued Trump over his taxes. And they put right in there, it's a voluntary participation, voluntary taxation system. This is from the House of Representatives. It's their complaint. I believe them. Most people won't. I know how they do it. And that's the scary part. I know how they do it. And I can prove it. But the sad part is most people just don't want to hear the truth. Just like the 911. It was Tesla's technology, directed energy, that happened. Dr. Judy Wood puts the evidence for that case to prove it. She doesn't go into who did it because she don't go there. She didn't know the facts. She knows the two companies that are in these United States to know who has that technology. Somebody's got it. Guaranteed, because that happened. And what's more amazing is back in a minute.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.